Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. If you are a first-time listener, welcome. And please go back and check out our prior podcasts. There's plenty of them in the podcast library that you can check out. A lot of great information. And if you are a regular listener, thank you for your loyalty to this program. We love that you are on this journey with us. So today, we thought we'd share with you some exciting things. We're getting ready to go on a trip, and so we are ecstatic. There is little sleep around this household because everyone's so excited they can hardly sleep.
I don't know about you. I'm sleeping great. I'm exhausted.
I'll sleep good on the trip once we get there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not sleeping at all because you're just working 24-7.
Yeah, we're just getting ready. But anyways,
that's the normal routine before we go on a trip.
Always.
We don't really see you for about 7 days.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I don't think that's very different from a lot of people.
Yeah. It's like you plan a trip to go, you know, enjoy time away, but then you kill yourself before you leave and you have to kill yourself when you get back, you know, just to keep up.
I know. You need a little vacation from the vacation.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, it's all good. I'm excited. It's a lot of exciting adrenaline that I'm actually working on right now. So it's good with me. But yeah, we are taking the family. We're going to go on a trip to, we're going to Miami. We're leaving tomorrow on 4th of July, spending 4th of July in Miami, and then we're going to get on a cruise and go to Cuba and Cozumel. So I'm really excited about that.
I know, yeah. We got to go to Cuba before they close it back up.
I know. It's crazy because it's still pretty restricted on the travel. And actually, we have a really good friend who's from Cuba who had told us that even if you go there as a tourist, it's still pretty restricted. It's not like you can just go off on your own like you can in a lot of places when you go on a trip. I mean, you could, you know, go rent a bike, a car, and just go off on your own. But apparently, you can't do that in Cuba. And so it's still pretty restricted. The tours that we're going to be doing the only way we can get around and do stuff is by doing the excursions. Mm-hmm. And no, it's not the ship's way of trying to make money. I mean, of course, yes, they're going to make money, or whoever is doing the excursion is going to make money. But even if we weren't going on the cruise and we flew into Cuba, you apparently still have to go on some guided touristy excursions.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and they... Excuse me, they have it where you, no matter how long you're there, even one day, you have to have a visa.
Oh, yes.
So we had to fill out all this paperwork for all six of us to get an official visa, but it's a 10-year visa.
Oh.
So, you know, if we ever want to go back, we can always go back.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we'll be processing all that paperwork through the cruise ship just so we can get off the cruise ship. And so we're going to do a tour by an old car, right? Because Cuba's known for their old cars. So
that's
we
right.
pick the old car tour. So we get to tour around and see all the sights in Cuba during the day with the kids. And then we're going to go back to the ship, drop the kids off. And then the adults are going to go back out that night and we're going to go hit the Tropicana.
That's right.
Yeah.
Where Ricky Ricardo started.
Nice.
The Tropicana. Yeah. So I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't wait for some good coffee.
And wait, you're talking about in Miami or in Cuba?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Probably, I mean, mostly in Miami because honestly, I'm not quite sure if we're going to be able to, well, hopefully on the tour, we'll be able to go to a little cafe.
Hopefully the tour guide will take us to some places we can check out and interact with some people.
That's
that
right.
That would be nice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to do that. And then the cruise goes on to Cozumel, which will be nice. And we've got a lot of, the stuff that we're going to do there is mainly water-based stuff. We're going to have some water activities planned.
Yeah, we're primarily snorkeling all day.
Yeah.
And then they're going to drop us off at this beach area that has all these water sporting things to choose from. So it should be fun.
It's like the, isn't it like a private island or something that Royal Caribbean owns or that they kind of have dibs on?
I don't know if Royal Caribbean owns it. I just know it's a pretty big island that you have to take a trip to.
Mm-hmm.
And so as part of the snorkeling.
You mean a little ship,
yeah,
a little ferry?
As part of the snorkeling excursion, you basically are taking the ship there.
Okay.
To that location. Like we're going to get on this ship. We're going to snorkel. They're going to take us to this one area to snorkel. And then we get back on the ship. And they're going to take us to another area to snorkel. And then we're going to get back on the ship. And then they're going to take us to a third area to snorkel. And then we get back on the ship. And then they take us to this island. So it's like you're progressing.
So you're talking about the ship or like a ferry?
No, like
from
a,
the ship.
No, a like, little, it's like a little boat. Basically.
A little boat. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All righty. That's cool.
Yeah. So we get to like, you know, do like the snorkeling
pirates
along the way until we get to this island that has all these activities.
It's awesome.
It's supposed to be like really fun for the kids. I know they've got like rock wall climbing and just tons of water things. Like I'm sure they'll have maybe parasailing and maybe some jet skis and stuff like that. So.
Cool. Yeah. Well, and we're going to be actually on our way, you know, since we go to Miami tomorrow, we'll be in Miami for a few days before we actually get on a cruise. And so I'm pretty excited about that. We're going to check out Little Havana and go to the Coconut Grove and maybe we'll do the Everglades, do like a ride, an airboat ride in the Everglades. And
it's supposed to be pretty rainy while we're there.
I know.
It's going to be like island weather. You're going to love it.
Total island weather. Yeah. Cannot wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just like dreaming about it. Drooling.
It's been a while since you've gotten to your water.
Yeah, it has. Well, we went actually last September.
When we were in Panama.
Yeah, we were in Panama. So, yeah, we're really excited. The kids are very excited. And our 12-year-old, told me last night that this is just really hard, the waiting, because he's just having a hard time sleeping.
Yeah, he told me, don't expect to see me much on the cruise.
Right.
And I said, yeah, I kind of figured we wouldn't really be seeing much of you. And then he said, do they have video cameras on the cruise ship? And I'm like, what do you mean? Like,
so we could spy on?
Yeah. I'm like, so that you don't do anything wrong? Like, what are you planning on getting into some trouble while you're on the ship? And he's like, well, I was just wondering, like if you're off walking around by yourself, you know, like if something happens to you, can they find out what happens to you? I'm like, oh my goodness. I just told him, stay away from the edge of the ship when he's by himself. Like if he wants to go with a friend and don't get too close, you know, that's fine. But I don't expect to see much of either of our boys.
Yeah,
on this
probably
trip.
Not. I mean, and that is the thing about cruises. I mean, I've heard some people say, well, on a cruise, everybody's off doing their own thing and you're not really spending time. But, you know, there's a lot of activities and we've got for dinner every night, you know, that's going to be like a set thing. Everybody comes together for dinner. And so, you know, I think it's going to be a really exciting experience. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we took the kids on a cruise back about,
it's been about seven,
mommy Lee?
It's been about 7 years since we went.
Yeah, we went for her 60th birthday.
Yeah.
And so the kids were still really young. I mean, the girls, the twins were just, what, two years old?
Yeah, they don't remember anything.
Kai was just barely five. So now they're like aware, you know, and I think that they're like really excited about the cruise.
Yeah.
So anyways, we will be off on our trip starting tomorrow, but don't fear. Mm-hmm. We have prepared and there will be podcasts waiting to be released while we're gone.
Well, we're going to release it right when we get back. So
right.
they'll have this one for this week, and then next week's we'll go out on Saturday when we get back.
Sounds
good. We don't want to miss you all too much while we're gone. So, or for you to miss us.
That's
for that
right.
matter.
That's right. But we will miss you. We will miss you. But we'll make sure that we soak up some rays of sun for you, even though we soak them up here in Arizona all the time. But tropical rays of sun.
Yes.
All right. Well, take care, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.